Good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where we get to join your morning every single day, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Jeff Gargis is here again with me. I just can't get rid of him. So please send your complaints to info@teachbetter.com. That would be great. My name is Ray Hewitt, and we are headed into an incredible show. I say that not knowing really what we're going to get into, but cross your fingers for us and we'll see you on the other side. Good morning, everyone. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. Are you sick of me yet? What's that?
Are you sick of me?
No, but man, you said incredible. Like, talk about setting the bar a little high for us this morning. Jeez.
I meant incredible in like the vague way where it's
undersell, over deliver, Ray.
Okay, guys, like, this is going to be the worst show.
You're in for a terrible show. And then they're like, yeah, it was mediocre. It was good.
Terrible. This is the worst episode. Stop listening. Switch it. Go listen to something else.
No, we're good. I'm excited to be here. I've gotten to do a bunch of shows this week, and that's fun. That's exciting.
I mean, stuff. I'm happy you're happy.
I'm happy that you're happy that I'm happy.
I'm happy that you're happy that I'm happy that you're happy.
I think we're going to leave it at that.
Yes. So what's your day like today? Do you have a lot going on?
No. Actually, I have a pretty like oddly clear schedule. A lot of folks are out training today, which means we don't have like some meetings got adjusted. So a day where I would typically have some meetings, we don't. Mm-hmm. Don't have a whole lot going on. I have a lot of work to do, but like, I don't have the interruptions that, and not necessarily net bad interruptions, but the interruptions that like do that. So I just got like, we're getting off here and it's just like, I'm just able to work all day. So it's gonna be kind of fun. Just had a head down, getting some stuff done, hopefully. Not a whole lot. Do you have meetings today?
I have a really weird schedule. Like my whole day is not Teach Better related interruptions. Like, I don't know how else to phrase it. I just signed
up for other aspects of your life that are going to be interrupting your work, but not.
And I just signed up for this mentor program that I'm trying to like really embrace, where I'm the mentee and I'm like connecting with other people who can share perspectives.
So you're being mentored.
Yes. Yeah.
And from personal life standpoint or for like business or like, what is that? Is it
like business, but more so like as a, I don't know how to phrase it. Like, I don't want to phrase it this way, but like small business owner, somebody trying to make an impact in the world. So gotcha. It's like personal and professional, I guess.
Yeah. But like personal, but with that aspect known, obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it connects you with, mentors, business leaders.
Like a network thing.
Yeah. All over the US.
Oh, she's like, oh, gotcha. Okay, cool.
And that kicks off today. So I have like my first meeting today and it seems pretty casual.
What that's called.
Yeah, it's through a university. National Lewis is doing it. So I'm just like excited to see what it's about. I'm trying to gain perspective outside of my bubble. You know, sometimes we talk about like it's good to have your bubble of people that keep you grounded, safe, inspired. I'm trying to like extend beyond. And so I kind of picked this up as a little side project. And I think it's good. I'm just a little... It's like, you know, when you register, okay, I'm talking in circles, but you know, when you register for something, you're like, this is going to be really good. And then it's like a lot all at once. And it's not that you're not excited for it. You just like, weren't ready for it to take over your week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know, I'll tell you what, like I'm in two masterminds out that are business mastermind with other business owners that have no connection to our company.
Right.
And those are invaluable to me. Even when we're not focused on me, which is like a lot of times, like, you know, it's other, whatever, just having the conversations. And then I've got someone who technically isn't like my coach, but I kind of consider my coach. I don't know if he knows that or not. I'm in a mastermind with him that he leads, but then I have a lot of access outwards. And that really helps because it's a very different perspective. And he's been there and done some things. And so And you know, and he's similar in a sense of like, well, he actually lives in Ohio, oddly enough, but like wife and kids, like, you know, there's a lot of similarities and stuff. So I think it's important to find those people that can help you, but don't necessarily know the ins and out of your day to day, if that makes sense. Like, they'll learn about it from you. And so they don't have their own bias necessarily into there yet, if that makes sense.
Right. And for me personally, from an educator lens, I find that there are so many tools or strategies in the quote unquote business world that serve education well, but because more often than not, we don't see schools as businesses. I don't necessarily see some of those strategies come over quickly. And so my hope is not to necessarily learn how to run or teach better business better, but more so think about how the things that I'm going to be mentored on can make us better educators in the classroom to reach our stakeholders, our leaders, our students, kind of everything in between. You know, I have my master's degree. I might pursue a doctorate at some point, and I love learning about education, but sometimes I think stepping out and learning about a different field makes you stronger in the field you work in. So it should be fun.
Agreed.
Yeah. But so I feel like I have a really busy day, but not for anyone.
It sounds good, busy though.
It's good. I think that truly the next few days I've seen, it's good busy.
Good. That's good. It's good. Yeah. Good to know.
Awesome. So we are going to dive into a listener question here in a minute. I like it. But it would be fun.
Oh no, I thought I was out. Okay, what? But what?
I thought it'd be fun to throw you a question I was asked yesterday that I think our audience will enjoy. And the question I was asked was, tell me something that I don't know about you. So if I was to challenge you with that question, not maybe specifically me, but our audience, what's something about you that our audience doesn't commonly know about?
See, those are two very, very different answers because you know a lot more about me than the audience. So I don't.
Right. But I mean, like, it doesn't, maybe I know about it, but like the majority of our audience, maybe there'll be one person in the comments, like Alex Valencik, who knows everything about everything because he hears.
Yeah, Alex, nothing's going to be surprising for him. Something that people wouldn't know about me. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what I'm not super, I don't know where to go with this because I'm like, all right, I could talk about like my blindness, my eye, but I've talked about that a lot before. I could talk about how I'm college up. We talk about that all the time. I could talk about how I'm a hopeless romantic, but I'm pretty sure everyone knows that now too. I feel like I've talked about this too, so I don't know if this is where you wanted me to go with this or not. I am terrified of flying.
I don't think
fly with the team, but I'm like, it's irrational because it's weird. Cause like I am, but I'm also not like, I really like flying, but I'm terrified of it. I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does.
Like once we're up and if it's smooth, I love being in the air. Like it's so cool. Like looking out there at the clouds and all that type of stuff. And I enjoy the kind of hustle bustle of the airport, stuff like that. But like, from the moment I'm like, okay, I'm here, I'm checked in, it's like I'm going to get on this plane and then like the taking off, like I don't mind landing. Everyone's like, oh, I don't mind landing. I'm already on my way down. Like we're good. It's the taking off where most problems happen. I'm terrified of taking off. And then if there's any turbulence, I'm looking everywhere. Like I'm like, is anybody else freaking out? Or is it me? Are the stewardess still, are they still moving? Okay, they're still, flight attendants are still moving. So like we're okay. If they sit down, I'm like, oh crap, this is it. This is it. And it's weird. The first time I flew with my kids was a couple years ago. It was really great because I couldn't be that because I was with my daughter and she had that. And I had to be, and it was like we just did a little jump from Cleveland to Detroit, which is like really, you basically up and down over the water. And it was storming. It was a terrible flight. Just turbulence literally from takeoff to landing. I feel, and Jacqueline was not happy about it. We sat on the plane afterwards with her crying, I don't want to do it again. I don't wish we were about to get on another plane. And like for that time, I was like, oh, it was good. Like I didn't have to.
Yeah. But
yeah, I'm normally, and okay. it's like, and it doesn't matter. Like even if it's like, if I'm flying out and back, you know, and I've gone like, and I've had to change. So I'm technically, I'm like on like my fourth flight, I'm a little more relaxed, but like, I still get it. And I've flown quite a bit, but I did not fly until I was 20. Oh, I guess I was 21, but I refused to fly anywhere. Like we had a lot of opportunities where my family could have flown or whatever, and I would not fly anywhere. I was terrified of it. And it hasn't changed in 20 years.
That goes into the book I was reading that I've mentioned on a previous show, The Ego Effect, mm-hmm. because Alter Ego Effect, because you as a parent with Jacqueline needed to be someone else than who you are traveling on your own.
Now, like, if I'm with someone, I'm better. Like, if you, like, you and I have been on a flight together, I think once where we were on the same, like, it was different because we were having a conversation in my mind. I didn't have a chance for my mind. Now, if I can start talking, like, so if you ever find yourself on a plane with me, even if we don't recognize each other, just have a conversation with me because it'll help me out a lot.
Yeah.
But like one time, like, you know, if I have someone that's talkative next to me, whatever, like that helps me get through it. But like, and Chad and I have flown a lot and stuff, but yeah, I that's something that I think I really struggle with that people probably don't realize.
Yeah, that's a good one. I am on the other end where I can fall asleep before takeoff and wake up when we're landing.
Yeah, like they have to just like roll you off the plane.
Yeah, like.
Like, no, I'm not. I don't know. It's a weird thing with me.
Well, I would love to hear anyone else in the comments if you're willing. We'd love to hear something about you. It doesn't have to be too personal, but something that the majority of people in the comments, Jeff and I, that we don't know, like a fun fact, something mm-hmm. special. That's a good one, Jeff. I think that's.
It doesn't need to be like a fear or anything like that. It could just be a fun thing that you can do or an experience you had that like we would never have thought coming.
Yeah. Or a lot of you, we follow you on Facebook, but like maybe you have something about your family or members of your family that we don't know and haven't engaged with yet. Maybe you have some cool pets in your house or a favorite hobby you haven't shared. So let us know in the comments. We're going to transition here into a listener question. Welcome back to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you every single morning, Monday through Friday. We are so excited to get into our team talk, which is the section of our show we have every single time where we get to talk shop. And today we're specifically going to answer your questions submitted by a listener. So feel free to keep sending those in. We love it. We're happy to talk about, you know, common themes going on in the year and things that come up in our lives. We also love to hear from you. So make sure you're a contributor to the show. And of course, if you're here commenting, we really appreciate you. Jeff, we have a listener question today that I think is going to get us both thinking, but I'm super excited for the creativity that's going to come out of it.
Okay, let's hear it. And just be clear, she does not tell me what these are.
It's cheating if I read them to you ahead of time.
But you get to read them ahead of time.
But I'm the boss.
Ooh, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. She finally says the quiet part out loud.
Okay, how about this? If they send it to you, you can read it and then add it to the listener question list.
If you want
to
send me, that's fine. My email is rachel@teachbetter.com.
That's not like Rachel's going to get those and be like, that's what you have to do with marketing.
She'll make sure it gets into where it needs to go.
Yeah, she's literally our director of marketing. So she's not really going to help you, but you can email her.
She's going to think it's supposed to be tweeted out. All right. What is the question, though? Now you can send them to me. It's Jeff at.
Here's the question. This is not specific to you. I just think it's a really interesting mm-hmm. question. And I love, sometimes listener questions are like, this is for Jeff. This one is like in general. How do you stay up to date on latest trends and advancements in the field of education specifically? But I think we can kind of make this more general if we need to. But how do you stay up to date with the latest trends and advancements?
So one of the ways that I do that is I use Feedly as a tool of just like I have. Feedly just pulls RSS feeds from blogs. So it becomes
Can you use less terms?
Feedly, Feedly. It's like a super simple thing, and you can connect different websites and blog and publication sites, and it'll pull in all the posts from those sites. Yeah. And so then what I did, like, it creates a feed. I use it on my iPad. It's like when I'm having coffee, I bring that up, and I have a couple different feeds. You can set up multiple different ones. So I have like a business one, I have a education one, then I have like a one that I write that's labeled as like for social sharing, so things that I think. Publications that are likely to give me something that I think I want to pop out. And so then what I do with that is I just have a feed that is, I mean, it feels sort of like a social media feed, but it's all blog posts. So you see you see who it's from, you see usually the title, and there's usually like a little snippet. And so I can scroll through and click and read the latest news. Whether it's because I have like a lot of ed tech folks that are like pulling in from there. Some of the different bloggers or podcasters that typically are like up to date or just really knowledgeable, or who I really just like as well. And that way I'm trying to stay as up to date as much as possible. So that's one of the ways that I do it that I like.
So although that's a great resource, I appreciate you sharing that. It's really that you read blogs, like you stay up to date.
Yeah. That's just the tool that I use to help me stay up to date. I'm reading articles and blog posts and news updates from people and or organizations that I think stay on top of that probably better than I do.
I like that. That's good. I think it's who I follow.
It's similar like how you kind of try to train your algorithm to give you stuff on a social media site too, right? It's the same type of thing.
Follow when them. I'm thinking of like what's hot in education, it's a blend. It's like, okay, I don't want to say it's exclusively this, but a huge way that I hear buzzwords or what's up and coming or whatever is from my network, people I follow, a lot of you in the comments and then some who I see you all post about it. And I'm like, oh, I want to look into that. And I very specifically, I know we've talked about in the past, like curate my newsfeed. I specifically follow educators who I have a vested interest in. And sometimes it's a vested interest. Like I love the content they share. I want to know what their family is like. I want updates on what's going on in their world. And sometimes it's a vested interest of you're a progressive educator. I want to know what you're looking into. What strategies are you sharing? Sometimes it's an educator who's very research focused or is reading a lot. I'm like, I want to know what you're consuming. What are you finding? So I think because I'm so deliberate in that, that's one component of how I see what's going on in the world.
I do that as well. The one I went with that. So I think, but they're very similar things. Like it's, you talk about like who you surround yourself with. I feel the same way with what you read, what you listen to, what you watch is all the same thing as like the people you surround yourself with. Just surround yourself in the digital. So like we've had a lot of conversations about you and how you do that to really tailor your algorithm. So you're getting what you need out of that platform and all your platforms. So like absolutely great strategy. Cause you're going to see like what's being talked about a lot, what hashtags are popping up, who's getting tagged. And to your point, like what is that word that people keep saying that I don't know, or that thing that I'm not as then you can go dig into it.
Yeah, I do really like that. I like when I'm at a training working with a school, or if I'm scrolling on social media or whatever, I see something that sparks my interest, an acronym I don't know, a strategy, a really cool picture. Then I usually, my next step is to turn to who's the experts in the field. Am I following them? Do I want to know kind of what components they have in this space? And then I take all that together and I try to find at least 2 podcast episodes that someone has done talking about it. You know me, I consume so much better by listening via audio. Mm-hmm. So I usually like pull those vocab words and have that help tailor the podcast that I can find. And there's so many podcasters out there who are experts in spaces that I'm not an expert on. And I really enjoy hearing their analysis, pros and cons, and criticisms of what's going on. I think there's like a lot of it's all going to come down to a network. There's no way around it.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. And your network and utilizing the tools, like we live in a lot of other things aside, an incredible time when it comes to the availability of knowledge. Like literally there's nothing you can't go learn about. If you set yourself up and build things the correct way, whether it's setting up a feed of blog posts or the podcast that you subscribe to, or the way that you build your social who you're following and the algorithms and stuff, like we can go find anything. And like, it's really awesome. We need to take better advantage of that on a more consistent basis to go learn and grow.
I will say, I always think of teachbetter.com. This is the worst analogy. Every time I use this analogy, I say it's the worst analogy, but nobody has given me any other option. So I'm sorry again for the millionth time that I say this. Somebody email me a better explanation. but I feel like teachbetter.com is like I'm standing in a room with doors all around me, and every door is going to get me towards a solution. I just need to choose what means I want to get there. Like, mm-hmm. if you're thinking through how to learn at teachbetter.com, I feel like it's a great place to start because it's a safe place to dip your toe in. You could go to the blogs and read the blogs that we publish multiple times throughout the week by guest bloggers all around the world. You could go to the podcast network, which is, there's so many different hosts and podcast shows there. Episodes are published multiple times a week from all around the world. You could go to an admin mastermind, which is a group that meets every single week that has different topics every week and has educational leaders from all around the world. We have our like in-person, like for example, the cruise opportunity that we're offering next summer, where we're going to get educators physically together on a cruise ship. And they're going to be able to see so many different speakers from the Teach Better team, thanks to the Teach Your Heart Out community bringing a lot of our speakers in. And that's going to be a time where we have 5 days of different perspectives and learning from people all around the world. We have, like, I just feel like it's an endless mm-hmm. stream. We have the EduCreator Club. We have, there's so many realms to explore. And I always, like you shared in previous episodes, and I like to say all the time, like, start with the easiest win. So mm-hmm. if you're striving to stay up to date, I think it really comes with like what's in your comfort zone. And I would start there. I don't think my suggestion would be to start outside of your comfort zone. Like mm-hmm. just get it into your daily habit.
I'm going to pitch an analogy. So I don't think yours is bad.
It's so it's bad. Who stands in a room with multiple doors?
Well, yeah, I think the room visual kind of feels whatever, smaller.
Boxy.
It's like you're like when you walk into teachbetter.com, you're like you're coming into the community. And you have different stores that you can go to, or meetings you can join, or parties that are going on, or social networking events, or the bar where everyone's just hanging out. Like you it's have like all these opportunities.
It's and like an indoor mall. Into.
It's yeah, like a community. I'm picturing, so we have here in, like, I'm in Stowe, but Cuyahoga Falls has like down by the riverfront where it's all like it's the where you walk is outside, but there's all these different shops and there's bars and there's restaurants and there's community organizations and there's the event Ooh. Center and.
I like this better. So it's like a downtown street closed off from the cars where you just get to walk.
Yeah, where you can walk. It's the community that you walk through, right? That little quaint downtown that's really.
And there's like the string lights.
Yeah, but you could also, you got the travel agents. You can book the cruise. Like, right? You got the spot, but you have the library where you go get stuff, but you can stop in and talk to, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's, and honestly, I like the idea of using it as community. Like, it's a community.
Somebody throw that in the chat. What's it called? Because they did it during COVID, and I think the whole world should be that way. But where they like don't let cars drive, and it's one of those like cobblestone, like you just get to walk on the street in the middle of the street.
I don't know what the is there a word for that?
There's got to be a word.
Okay, maybe.
It's like
I think the analogy though is it's a community, which is I think we've been saying it for years, and I think there's no need to make up anything. That's what it is.
I won't lie.
When you come in a community, where are you going? And there's a lot of places you're going.
When you say it's a community, I think of a senior living community. And
hey, listen, I'm working on it.
No, I would be like game. Like that feels really attractive. But I'm liking the evening yellow lighting, the string lights, the walking down the red cobblestone.
Which I am too, but it's also when it's the community you walk to bright in the morning and everyone's waking up. And the coffee shops opening up to get you going in the morning. And
so you know, it's like
I'm telling
sunrise.
You, that's what time. It is.
I just want it to not be really bright right for sunglasses. That's all.
I think the weather changes in the community just like anything else.
Wait,
that's why I wouldn't put it inside,
weather?
Right?
This like, community doesn't have a weather control system. What kind of community is
this? No, it's not. It's not the Truman Show. Although that would be fun.
Okay, moving on.
You could be Truman. I'll be up in the moon.
We hope this was helpful in some way.
I doubt it was, but we hope it was.
I feel like I have a really cute picture in my head of what teachwriter.com is.
Me too. I feel like I'm picturing, I'm really loving what I'm picturing right now. So
maybe we all get to live in our alternate reality of teachwriter.com. Like yours can be really bright and vomit worthy, and mine can be like romantic and glamorous and relaxed.
If coming onto our website or joining our community gives someone their own picture, little perfect picture, perfect like vision, then we're, I think we're doing our job pretty well at that point. So,
oh my gosh, guys, let us know what your teachbetter.com.
What is you? Yeah,
Starry
what is it?
Night
what
road.
Is it?
Yeah. What does it look like?
What's the visual? What's paint the that visual? Picture. I love it.
All right, yes. Friends, we are headed into kind of wrapping up the show, but we do want to thank you for all that you do. We hope you have an incredible rest of your day. And if you need anything, feel free to reach out to Jeff or I. Jeff probably won't respond to you, but I care about you, so you can reach out to me. And this is fun, Jeff. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, appreciate y'all.
Bye, guys. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.